Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
When actor Christopher Reeve took on the role of Superman, it made him an instant hero to a generation of fans. But at home, he was a dad to three young children, their own personal hero. And when he fell from a horse in 1995 and was left paralysed from the neck down, their lives changed utterly too. Well, it's 20 years since Christopher Reeve died, and his three children decided that now is the time to tell his story. Superman, the Christopher Reeve story, premiered at Sundance and it goes on general release in November. And two of Christopher Reeve's children, Alexandra Reeve Givens and Matthew Reeve, join me now. Good morning to you both. Alexandra, let me start with you. Tell me a little about your dad, Christopher, before his accident. What was he like as a father?
So he was this unbelievably earnest person throughout all elements of his life. And he brought that to parenting, too. We had, you know, just an incredible childhood with lots of activities. He was an avid sailor, a horse rider, which was our major activity together. But also, you know, just riding bikes and all of these things. It was a funny happenstance of being an actor, but we used to get the summers with him, and he and Dana would perform in plays, which meant that they worked in the evening. So we had our days free to spend time together. And it was really, I mean, it was fun. He was an intense person, which we talk a little bit about in the film. You know, didn't always know to slow down a serve for a kid per se, mm-hmm. when you're playing tennis, for example. But it really was just because he was so enthusiastic and passionate about everything that he did. And of course, elements of that continued after the accident, but also had to be significantly changed as well.
And Matthew, I get a real sense from the film that he was massively competitive, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. I mean, he grew up with a brother who was very close in age to him. And then his mom remarried and he got some step siblings and more half brothers. And then his dad remarried. He had other half brothers and his half sister. So
family forest.
Yeah, there's a lot kind of going on. And but more than anything, he competed with himself. He just really always wanted to improve and be better, and that applied to everything he did, to acting, to sailing, to flying, to horse riding, to, you know, his recovery after his accident. And he just tried so hard at everything he did.
And Alexandra, Matthew mentioned there, you know, his own childhood, but he said, and it comes across in the film, that he couldn't breathe easy around his own father. What did he mean by that?
So his father was just kind of a giant of a man, a professor, a published poet and writer, also a very intense person. But I think with him, what had happened during our dad's childhood is that had manifested in a different way. His dad was incredibly hard on him, so had very high and exacting standards. You know, dad felt and would say that he could never make him happy, including, you know, even after being cast in Superman. And it turned out that too was a disappointment to his father. We were lucky in that our dad was not like that with us. He was intense, but always incredibly loving and kind of gentle with us in a way that was him trying to learn, I think, the lessons of the past.
And Matthew, why did you decide now to finally tell his story, to hand over all those precious home videos, which are so wonderful, to let people into your family life?
So it wasn't a calculated plan for this to come out around about the 20th anniversary of his passing. The film was independently made. The process started about 3.5 years ago. And with any film, there's a lot of moving parts and variables, financing, schedules, getting the right team together. But once we, you know, and that all takes time, but once we agreed amongst ourselves as siblings that this should be something to do, that was really based on a sense of, you know, this was a wonderful opportunity to reintroduce him to people who would remember him and grew up with his movies, but might not know the whole story and not know some of the details about who he was and what he went through. And also to introduce him to a whole new generation of people who may not know who Christopher Reeve was.
And did you learn much, Alexandra, I suppose, about your dad from other people's interviews for the film, stuff maybe you didn't already know?
I don't think there were any surprises. Our dad, particularly after his accident, was a very self-reflective person. He wrote this powerful autobiography where he actually really grappled with different themes of his life and explored it. And kind of our just de facto way of being as a family after his accident was to never leave anything unsaid. And we had time for the stories. So no surprises, but I will say what an incredibly powerful thing it is to be able to look back on the life of a loved one and kind of see the totality of the package. You're not just living alongside them, but you suddenly look back and think, my goodness, that was a life well lived. And that was true both for him and for Dana. So I think without new surprises, it was new perspective on those traits and strength of character that saw him through both before and after the accident. And then also just the depth of the beautiful love story between him and Dana, which is so powerfully captured in the film and was such a bedrock of our lives.
And in terms of his friends who speak in this film as well, Alexandra, like Robin Williams, he was very close to your dad, I think, going right back to acting school. Tell me about their friendship. It was very special, wasn't it?
Was. So Dad and Robin Williams were friends long before either of them were famous. They were classmates in a master's program at Juilliard, which is the kind of most famous acting school in the US or drama school in the US. And then they had this unbelievable few years of, this rocket ship to global stardom. But they really kept each other grounded through all of it because for them, it wasn't about the public relationship. It wasn't Popeye and Superman, even though Robin would joke about that and do bits on that relationship. It was just about being there for each other and understanding one another. And that included, of course, after the accident, Robin was one of the very first people to visit the hospital. Dad always said he was the first person to make him laugh. And then all the way through his life, and including, I should say, to this day, we remain very good friends with his children and with Marsha Williams as well.
Matthew, do you mind me asking you, because obviously it brings back terrible memories, when you first were told about your dad's accident, when you first heard about it?
We got a very early morning phone call from Dana. It was about 6 in the morning on the Sunday. Dad's accident happened on a Saturday afternoon. And we, it was, she said, "Your father's hurt his neck." And then, "Can I speak to your mom?" And because I was 15 at the time and Alexander was 11. And then pretty much later that day started packing and we got on a flight the following day and got to the hospital as quickly as we could.
And did you realize, Alexandra, early on how bad this was going to be?
It's a funny thing, isn't it? When something happens, you probably a part of you knows, but also you're preserving yourself. And so you might not absorb the full reality of it. We knew it was serious. We knew we had to get on a plane right away. But I think it was certainly, I mean, not even days, but weeks, particularly as his diagnosis firmed up, that we realized what had happened. But what's interesting is that the parents, so, Dana and our mom were quite forthcoming about what was going on because they wanted us to understand the severity of the circumstances. We were told that it was a 50-50 chance of him making it through any given day. We knew that. But what's interesting is that they told us that, but then they also gave us the tools to navigate it. I mean, one of my really clearest memories was Dana preparing us for the first time to go into the intensive care unit where our dad was recovering. And at the time, this was, 48 hours after the accident. So he's not conscious. He was on paid medication, had wires coming all through his body, had a machine to help him breathe, and was on a bed that was rotating to help stave off pneumonia, which is a scary thing. But she said, it's going to feel really scary in there, but that's still your dad. Go find his hand. That's still his hand, the hand that you know how to hold. Go hold it and go be with him and speak to him and use your voice. And when I think back to that now, it can be tempting sometimes just to want to wrap your kids up in bubble wrap and kind of hide them from the reality of the world. But for Dana, I think she wanted us to understand what was happening and know that we were supported and there was a way that we were going to be able to get through those days together.
And actually, yeah, you but the film really shows the love story between Dana and your dad. And you both mentioned that earlier, but what did he say to your stepmom, Dana, when he first woke up in hospital? And will you tell people how she reacted? It's incredibly moving in the film.
Yeah, I mean, I think once, my dad was conscious again and understood what had happened, his, one initial thought was, maybe that maybe they should let him go, that he'd be too much trouble, that it, he'd messed up everything for everyone. And she says, said to him, I will say this once, it is your choice, it is your decision, it is your life, but you are still you, and I love you. And that simple message kind of flicked this switch in him where he realized that he had so much to live for. And then we were, we walked in the room too, and he realized how much we needed him, and that put away any thoughts of dying or being let go, and gave him a fire with which that fueled the strength and resilience that he demonstrated in the years after.
Yeah, and that seems to be, and you really get a feeling for that from the film, that apart from all of you who he adored, including your brother Will, it was this advocacy, the idea that he had a voice for other people and he wanted to use it, and he did. And the great thing is, you three, you're keeping that legacy going, aren't you?
We are. We're trying to. He found so much meaning after the accident in using the platform and the fact that so many millions of people around the world were connecting to this his story because they felt like they knew him. It was like a family member being injured or a friend. So he knew that he wanted to turn that energy and attention into improving the lives of people living with spinal cord injury and all forms of paralysis. And that work continues to this day. So the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation is still flourishing. Over $145 million invested in spinal cord injury research, powerful partnerships with groups in the UK and throughout Europe that are really pioneering new techniques and treatments together. And then, lots of advocacy and resources and support for people who are navigating this world so that they don't have to feel alone. They know that there's a support network and a community that's there to help carry them and hold them up and be there for one another.
And one of the beautiful moments that some people may not remember is the moment when your dad came on stage at the Oscars in 1996. The entire audience rose to their feet. I mean, what did that mean to him, do you think, and to both of you?
Oh, it meant everything to him. I mean, it was his first public appearance after his accident, and I think it just gave him this sense that he was still a part of the community, that he belonged, and he was just so grateful for the warm reception that he received. And for us, it's an incredibly proud moment. I mean, we both remember staying up way past our bedtime to watch that live on a school night, and
Two
just,
of 2 billion people, to put it into perspective. That's who used to dial into those Oscars back in those days.
Yeah,
Wow.
and he, after that very warm ovation and reception, he also went on to just deliver this fantastic speech about the power of cinema and how it's at its best when it has a message and tackles issues. And that's another element of this documentary that we're really excited about, and we're really thrilled that it's getting a theatrical release and coming out to the world, because there really are amazing universal messages and themes in there, as well as telling a great story about our father.
And finally, of course, your stepmom Dana, she sadly died very soon after Christopher's death of cancer. Those years must have been so difficult for her. But how do you both reflect now back on your dad 20 years on? Are you still both incredibly sad, or are you more proud now? How do you both feel?
I mean, I think it's true, and I think a lot of your listeners will connect with this, that grief is eternal, right? It never goes away, but you do heal and in a way get stronger by looking back on what you experienced together as a family. And so for me, the overwhelming emotion that I think about is pride. Again, just, at these two lives that were beautifully lived, that had extreme ups and downs, but they stayed united and resilient, and they taught us how to stay united and be resilient. And what an incredible gift to be able to give to your children and now hopefully to audiences around the world.
And for you, Matthew?
Basically the same. I mean, just nothing but heartfelt admiration. And I mean, Dana in particular, I mean, the strength and resolve that she showed when those marriage vows of in sickness and in health were just pushed to the absolute extreme. And the strength that she displayed and how how well she kept our family together, and is just absolutely remarkable that yeah, as I look back and think now, I have an absolute newfound appreciation for everything that she did for us.
Well, Alexandra and Matthew Reeve, I think he'd be so proud of you. They both would. Thank you both so much for speaking to me today. And Superman, the Christopher Reeve story about your father, is in cinemas now from the 1st of November. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
you.